Welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. We have a very special episode for you today. Today, I am joined by none other than Dr. R.C. Sproul. So first, let me just say welcome, Dr. Sproul.
Thank you, Steve. It's great to be with you, as always.
I'm glad to have you on our show. Well, I thought for our show together, we would like to have you share with our listeners, since it's 5 Minutes in Church History, what would be your top 5 books in church history. Now, let me sort of paint the picture for you. We'll have you on a deserted island, and this is not your average island. This island already comes equipped with the Bible, and it comes equipped with Calvin's Institutes. So apparently the exiles who'd been here before you are rather theologically literate. So we've got the Bible, we've got Calvin's Institutes, we've got the works of Edwards, and we'll even throw in the works of Augustine. So beyond that, what 5 books would you want to take with you to this deserted island?
Well, the first one I'd like to have, Steve, is How to Survive on a Deserted Island. No, you cheated. You already took my favorite books. So now I have to think about other ones. Well, I would certainly take Luther's Bondage of the Will, because that made a tremendous impact to me. And I've read it probably 4 times, and I really like that book. I would also include one that most laymen probably wouldn't be interested in, and that's the Eclectic Theology by Turretin, the whole 3 volumes of that. It's had a great impact on my life. I think he was the high point of Protestant scholasticism. I know there's a lot of negativity towards that, but I appreciate it.
And Turretin had an impact on generations, on Edwards.
On Edwards, he was the primary teacher for Hodge and Warfield at Old Princeton. And so
this was the standard text.
It certainly
was. For a couple
of
centuries, yeah.
Yes.
All right, so we've got Luther, Bondage of the Will. We've got Turretin, all 3 volumes.
Yes. Another one that may be surprising to you is The Coming of the Kingdom by Herman Ritterbos, which I think is a brilliant treatment of the issues that emerged in 19th century liberalism and carried over into the 20th century within the framework of the biblical concept of the kingdom of God. I refer to that book frequently. Now, there's another little book that I love dearly called The Principles of Conduct by John Murray, which I think is one of the finest works on Christian ethics that I've read. Another one close to that is A Christian View of Men and Things by Gordon Clark. That's also been one of those things that I've enjoyed. This is hard for me to do off the top of my head. Well, people have asked me that before, and I usually list on there The 5 Fundamentals of Golf by Ben Hogan.
I don't know how big your island is. Maybe one hole. I don't know if we can get in many more than that. You know, I've heard you in the past, too, and I've read where you've talked about Jeremiah Burroughs.
Oh, I love Jeremiah Burroughs.
Sneak a Burroughs book?
Gospel Worship. Those two are my favorites of his.
That's great. Well, thank you, Dr. Sproul. We've got at least 5 books there. Now, any visitor to this island, there's another catch here. I should have told you this. But any visitor to this island, especially if they're an author, they need to leave one of their books behind. Now, you've got about 80 to choose from and growing. So pick one that you need to leave behind.
I'd have to pick The Holiness of God. That's the one that's had the greatest impact that I know of. And it's the one that best expresses my heartbeat and my concern that we have a revival of understanding of the transcendent majesty of God.
And it's a book itself that pulls from some wonderful church history books, from Luther even, and The Holiness
of
God.
Yes, and from Edwards. Yes.
And from Edwards. Well, thank you, Dr. Sproul, for being with us. I'm Steve Nichols. Thanks for joining us on 5 Minutes in Church History. Well, as we finish up today's episode, let's look to that 20th century preacher, D. Martin Lloyd Jones. The Apostle Paul reminds the elders of the church at Ephesus of how he preached with tears. And Whitfield used to preach with tears. When have you and I last preached with tears? What do we know, to use the phrase of Whitfield, about preaching a felt Christ?